It's time for another musical chat with Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst of NPR Music's Alt Latino. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, good to be back.
Good morning.
You can't get rid of us.
So happy to see you. I don't want to get rid of you. So I understand that you have brought for us today three female vocalists.
Well, we both really love all these musicians who are doing things like mixing tradition with electronica and hip-hop and all that stuff. But, you know, we were just thinking that it always comes down to the voice being the most spectacular instrument. So what we did was we found three vocalists that we had on our shows recently, has different styles, different approaches, and that's what we're going to do. The first up,
Danai Suarez from Cuba. We kind of feel like she's a legend in the making. They call her the Lauryn Hill of Cuba. Hmm. This is Siempre Que Llueve, or Whenever It Rains. Aunque el cielo sea gris y sin una nube blanca, siempre que llueve, escampa entre la espada y la pared. So she started in rap and then in 2008 got involved with something called Havana Cultura, which is like a showcase of all the artists in Havana, and she released a wonderful album with Latin jazz and traditional Cuban music and hip-hop, and now she's currently touring the U.S. before going back to Cuba.
Very cool. Okay, Felix, who's up next?
Okay, we have an honest-to-goodness find, like a diamond in the rough, okay?
Really?
One of those kind of singers that you can have bragging rights later on. Says, oh, yeah, I knew her before. Her first album even came out. Raquel Sofia is from Puerto Rico, but she went to a music school in Miami. So she's a trained musician. What she's doing now is she's a backup singer for Juanes, the great Colombian superstar.
Yeah.
She's in his band. Someone sent me a link to her SoundCloud page, and there are three tracks there. So she doesn't even have an album out yet, and we just were knocked out by it. Voy a desconectarme, salir y que no me veas más. No voy a dejar una huella, yo voy a perderme por esta ciudad. No quiero que olvides mi nombre, recuérdame y siéntete mal. Que pases toditos tus días en la esperanza de volverme allá. Desataste los hilos de mi vida.
I dig it. She's got good texture in
there. Yeah, absolutely. And what also intrigued us about this song is like, are the lyrics. You know, she's basically like, you know what? You don't even matter to me anymore, dude. You know, I've moved on. You know, and so it's a very strong,
how
independent.
How many times a week do you say that to me?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I like it. I like it. Strong feminine sound, strong feminine messages.
And the three tracks on her SoundCloud page are, like, there's a samba, there's a ballad. So there's different aspects to her. I'm really interested to see what she does when she records an album, when she comes off the road with Juanes in the fall.
Okay, Jasmine.
Next up, let's go to Calypso Town. This is Venezuelan singer Sol Ocarina. The song is called Calypso Town.
So if you're going to name the song Calypso Town, I guess you're going to play some calypso, right?
Sure. And she is from Guyana, Venezuela. She's based in Colombia, and she blends a lot of elements of, well, Venezuelan calypso, indie rock, cumbia, a lot of Caribbean sounds.
And that brings up an interesting conversation we had, because I'm convinced that Venezuela is part of South America and not the Caribbean.
Are you prepared for all the letters from the Venezuelans that you're going to?
It wouldn't even occur to me that Venezuela would be part of the Caribbean.
Yeah, well, I was recently speaking to the lead singer from La Vida Bohème.
A Venezuelan
band, and I asked him about Venezuelan identity, and he told me he feels very Caribbean.
Well, I can understand that relationship with the Caribbean, because Venezuela, Colombia, they both have coasts on the Caribbean, and so that musical influence came in, along with the Pacific side in Colombia with the African influence. All that African diaspora music just gets mixed up in those cultures, along with indigenous cultures, just makes this amazing musical melting pot.
And, I mean, the Caribbean is also a state of mind, right?
It's,
sure.
Like, there you
there's
go.
A like, little bit of Caribbean in like, all
in
of
which
us.
I always am.
We're there now.
NPR Out Latino hosts Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. Thanks so much, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Always so much fun.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.